This sheet is dedicated to the Refuah Shleimah of Chaim Yisocha ben Chaim Mushkat, Shekodesh Baruch Hu, in the schus of this great upcoming Yom Tov, should send him a Refuah Shleimah min Hashemayim l'Ramech Avorov, Ushasa Agidov. He should be Zoicha to Arichas Yomim v'Sholem together with his wonderful family. So we are approaching the magnificent Yom Tov of Chag HaShavuos, Yom Kabbalah Satoira. It is in this day in which every individual has to feel exactly the same way that we all recall from a Godish of Pesach. Chazal say, "Bechol dori v'dori chayav odam liris atzmo kilu hu yotzu mimitzrayim." In every generation, every year, every Jew has to feel, try to imagine that he is the one that was redeemed from Eretz Mitzrayim in the same way, Chazal say, "Bechol dori v'dori chayav odam liris atzmo kilu hu kibbal toira v'sinai." And every year, in this great Yom Tov, each and every individual, every Yid has to feel and try to imagine he is the one standing at the foot of Har Sinai, seeing the Har Kegiges on top of our heads. He is the one that's Magdim Nasa Lenishma and Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim B'Yahavo. So twice in Shas do we learn the Dinam of Geiris, the Dinam of conversion from Matan Torah, from our forefathers and their acceptance of Torah at Har Sinai. That is what we learn in Krisus Daptes, when the Gemara says, "Ma v'yseichem lo nechansu lebris elu b'mile v'tvila v'artzo hazdomim af heim lo ikansu lebrit elu b'mile v'tvila v'artzo hazdomim." And we learn the same principle in Yevam Ezdaf Menvav. Once again, in the Absolute, we learn Mila and Tvila from our Ovis and our Amois, forefathers and foremothers, the way they were Mekabel Torah b'Har Sinai, and it is from them that we learn the Halachas of Geiris. And that is one of the more understandable reasons to the Minag that we read Megillas Rus and Chag HaShavuos, because Rus is the story of the most famous Geiris, Rus HaMoyavio, that came wholeheartedly Lidvok be'elokei Yisrael, when she said, "Amechami elokayech elokai, v'asher telchi elech, v'asher tamuti hamut." Your people is my people, your God is my God. I will go wherever you go, and wherever you pass away, that'll be where and how I will pass away to the world to come. So Shavuos is all about Geiris, and the sugya I would like to be discussing today with you is Gershon Hazgaya Kekot Nishanoi L'Domi. Every convert, when a Geiris Mezgaya, he is as if born anew. That is a concept we learn four times, the Masechet Yevam, Eschov Beis Omed Aleph, Mem Ches Omed Beis, Samach Beis Omed Aleph, Tzadik Zayin Omed Beis, and once again in Masechet Pchodes Mem Zayin Omed Aleph. How do we know this rule? This is not only an idea in the moral, spiritual, psychological level. It is a very specific halacha, and it has very many halachic implications, as we will see as we move forward in this shiur. So the Chasam Sofer twice in his Chiddushim and Avodah Zarah of Samech Daled, and once again Teiras Moshe on the Chumash Parshas Nosoi, the Chasam Sofer writes, "Kol yomai tamei hayiti." All my life I was wondering, how did Chazal know this rule? Where did they learn it from? Is it a Gzeres Kosef? Does it have any source? Obviously, my feeling is the mere fact that I was saying what I showed him before Shei Hashas, including Rashi and Tosfos, Ramban, Rashbo, Ritvo, Daran, and the Nemuki Yosef, the Rash. None of these Rishonim make an effort to explain where we learn this rule from, indicates that obviously this is a Svora. And maybe it was so simple, so obvious, so self-evident to Chazal, that when a Ger comes and he is Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim V'Nechnas L'Bris, he severs all attachments, all strings that build him, that bind him to his past, leaving one nation, becoming a son of another nation, becoming a Ben Yisrael, it is self-evident that Gershon is Gaike Kotten Shemayla Doma, and he no longer has any kesher with the person he was before he came to Am Hashem. However, we do find some sources. Ritvo, Avodizoro Mem Chesamit Beis, the Ritvo's interpretation of the Sugya, when the Sugya writes micro, the posik is Asher Ba'at Lachasot Tachat Knafav by Rusa Moyavio, and Rashi has one pshat in the Sugya. The Ritvo's interpretation is Asher Ba'at Lachasot Achshav. You came now, it is as if it is now that you were born. Bni ato ani hayom yeledeticha. So according to the Ritva, there is one source, Megillas Rus, but that definitely is not more than an asmachta, because the din of Kikot Nishanoy Ledome has implications regarding the Uraisa. The Pasuk in Rus is only defined, categorized as Divrei Kabbalah. And Divrei Kabbalah lav ki Divrei Torah damien, and therefore either it's a svara or a halacha, or it must have a source in Torah Moshe. So the Kiryat Sefer, the Mabit, one of the great commentaries of the Rambam, Perek Yudalad of Hilchas Isurei Bia, the Mabit says that the source is actually from this week's parasha. The Torah deals with the concept, the halacha, of a person that stole, Nishba l'sheker, and then he has to bring a korban. V'im ein le'ish goyel, Rashi brings the question of Chazal, v'chi yesh l'chodem yisur shein le'goyel. Every person has some relatives, distant relatives, nachlo memashmeshes v'bo ad yanku v'vinu. So Chazal say, we're dealing with a ger, a convert that has no relatives. And the Mabit says, well, what about a ger that was nizgara together with other family members? He should have relatives. It is from here that we learn Gershon nizgara kekot nishanay ledomi, and even if they all came and were mizgaya, they are not related to each other. Balaturim, in his commentary on the Torah and Parshas Kiseitse, when the Pasuk says, lo tate mishpat ger yatom, the Balaturim asks, the Pasuk should obviously say ger v'yatom. Why is it ger yatom? Says the Malaturim, this comes to indicate that every ger is a yosem, because gershon is gai kekodin shemay ladoma. He might have a father, he might have a mother, he might have a grandpa or a grandma, but nevertheless a ger is always a yosem, because gershon is gai kekodin shemay ladoma. So obviously we do have a few sources from the Rishonim to this basic principle, but I once again say, obviously, the fact that most of the Rishonim don't discuss this issue proves that it's not exeris akosav, obviously, is svara. So, regarding what do we say kikot nishanay ledomi, there are definitely many halachos regarding which we would not say gershon hazgaya kikot nishanay ledomi. Anybody in his proper senses will understand that when a ger is mezgaya, we don't say first 13 years until he becomes a b'mitzvah, he's potom and a mitzvah, so he doesn't have to perform any mitzvahs. Well, if he was just born today, then every kotn shenoyled has a break 13 years before he becomes b'mitzvah. So every person in his proper senses will understand that doesn't actually mean that he was born right now. How would we react or define kinyonim when a person is mizgaya? All his possessions become hefker. Well, if he just evaporated and then was born anew, what about his possessions? Would we say it's all hefker? Isn't it clear that all his belongings belong to him? So obviously, regarding balus, regarding mitzvahs, we do not say gershon hazgaya kekot nishanay ledomi. So let's closely examine the various sugyas and try to define each and every one of them. There are some sugyas regarding which there is no machlokes in the Gemara, and it is unanimous, kuli almi moidi, that we say gershon hazgaya kekot nishanay ledomi. Yevomis Tzadik Zayin, Yevomis Chav Beis, the Gemara says that a ger has no iser arayis relatives are permitted. Menatoira, ger nose achuto, a ger could marry his sister, he could marry his daughter, menatoira, because no relationships, kikot nishanayla domi. The Gemara also explains in Yavamas Daf Chav Beis he could testify to relatives, even though a kol of his posel aedis, but a ger has no kroivim, they aren't kroivim, and therefore he could testify for or against close family members. Kibud Av, Maka Ove Ve'imoy, Dine Avelus, regarding all these, we say, Gershon is Gaya Kikot Nishanoy Ledomi. However, the other Sigin Yevomis, Samech Beis Amed Aleph, there we find a Mechloikis Rebbe Yochanan and Beresh Lukash regarding Prior Vio. If an non-Jew had children, and then he is Mizgaya, does he have to make a new effort to have children and be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Prior Vio? Or maybe we would assume if he had children when he was a non-Jew, and those children were Mizgaya as well, together with him, then he already was Yotze the Mitzvah of Prior Vio. Rabbi Yochanan maintains, and he does not have to perform that mitzvah again. I mean, after all, he had kids, he had children. Rosh Lukas says, no. Gershon is Gayer, Kekoten, Shenoilad, Domi. So, in this case, the concept of Kekoten, Shenoilad, Domi seems to be an argumentation between the Bjerchen and Rosh Lukas. However, regarding Arayis, Eidus, we found no Mechloikis in the Gemara. And the fact that Chazal don't try to prove or disprove Rabbi Yochanan's opinion or Rosh Lakish's opinion from the two other sugyas proves beyond doubt that these various sugyas do not contradict each other. So what is the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish's discussion regarding Prior Vio and the other sugyas in which we find no doubt at all, and everybody agrees that Gershon is Gaya Kekotin Shenoy Ledomi? I think the difference would be a very simple one, and maybe that's the Kavanah of Tosis on the spot in the Samech Beis Amed Aleph, where Tosis deals actually with this question. Regarding the interaction, the halachic relationship between a person and his relatives. And that is actually the definition of all the many halachas that we find, Chav Beis and Tzadik Zayin. Arayis. Can relatives marry each other, or is that prohibited? Can relatives testify for or against each other? The dinam of Avelis. All these halachas define, categorize, and deal with the halachic relationship between a person and his relatives. Regarding all these halachas, we say Gershon is Gaya Kekot Nishanoy Ledomi. However, Prior Vio is nothing to do with the relationship between a father and his children, but rather the basic question, does he have children or doesn't he have children? Regarding this question, that is a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan v'Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan argues, well, obviously he has children. Rish Lakish says, a person is only Yotze Prior Vio if his children are halachically defined as his children, Bnoi v'Bitoi. And because we say, Kekot Nishanoy Ledomi, he was not Mekayim Prior Vio. Third sugya in Yevomis is Daf Mem Ches Amid Beis. Chazal asks the question, why do Gerim suffer in our times? Obviously, Chazal looked about and they realized that the disproportionate number of Gerim have Yesurim. So Chazal asks, why do Gerim suffer? Why are they stricken? And there's a machlokes. Rab Hananya ben Rabban Gamliel says, because they violated the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noyach when they were Gentiles, before they came to be Mizgaya. Rabbi Yossi rejects that opinion, and Rabbi Yossi argues, Gershon is Gaya Kekot Nishanoy Ledomi, so they should not be punished for transgressions, for avedas that they performed before they were Mizgaya. So once again, this seems to be a point of argumentation between Tanuim. No longer Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish, but rather Rab Hananya ben Rabban Gamliel and Rab Yossi ben Chalafta. So why don't Chazal bring these sugyas together? Obviously that proves that they are not the same. So I think the difference here is all the previous sugyas we dealt with deal with a kesha between a person and his relatives, his brothers, his children, his parents, and so on. This sugya deals with a relationship of a person and himself. The guy that he was before he was Mizgaya, and the Jew he is right now, after Kabbalah Sar Malchus Shemayim. Is that the same person? Is he responsible on the deeds and acts that he performed before he was Mizgaya? Or maybe, no, he's a different man, he's a different woman, he is not the same. That is the machlokes between Rab Hananya and Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. So this is category number 3. In Sanhedrin 9 Aleph Amud Beis, it is quite obvious in a very lengthy sugya that when an non-Jew is over on one of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach and he was judged by a court, found guilty, even if he is Mizgaya, he is punished. And the Geiris does not just make away or erase what he did before his Geiris. And Tosfos on the spot ask, why would this be different than the Mechloikis between Rav Hananya and Rav Yossi in Yevamis Memchesim and Veins? Tosfos differentiate between Oynish B'dei Odom and Oynish B'dei Shumayim. Regarding Din Shumayim, HaKadosh Baruch was lenient, and a get is not punished for his shortcomings before he was Mizgaya. Regarding Din Bezdin, the rule is different. There is a very basic degree of logic in this assumption of Tosfos. Well, if every non-Jew would know that he gets away with whatever he did by Geiris, obviously we would have a great deal of Geirim we would have to deal with, and that would raise a tremendous skepticism regarding the purity of the intention of many Geirim. But nevertheless, that is the Svar of Tosfos. Regarding Din Beis Din, Geiris would not change anything in the person's status. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a boichin kleyot velev. He and only he really knows what's in a person's heart, and therefore Rabbi Yossi argues that regarding Din Shemayim, Gershon is Gaya Kekoton Shenoilad Domi. So these are the basic sources regarding the sugya of Gershon is Gaya Kekoton Shenoilad Domi. Yevamis Chav Beis, Yevamis Sadek Zayin, dealing with Arayis, Eidus, and other concepts regarding which everybody agrees that the get is considered Kekot Nishenoilad. Yevamis Samech Beis, Chodes Mem Zayin, the Machlokes of Yochanan and Shluchos regarding Pri Orvio. Yevamis Mem Chesamit Beis, regarding the question whether a ger is punished because of his shortcomings, his transgressions, when he was a Gentile, regarding Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. I once saw an interesting psak with which I totally disagree, and this psak deals with a sugya which many of us are very busy with, Shnei Yom HaTovim Shel Goliyos. So what is it then if a person comes to Eretz Yisrael to be Mizgaya? You know, he wanted to be Mekabel Ol Torah V'Mitzvahs in the Holy Land, in Eretz Yisrael. And he was Mizgaya, a Ger Tzedek, and he's staying for Yom Tov. Does he hold 1 day or 2 days? Obviously, that or Lachzor. So, most of us would say, well, definitely 2 days. He's just visiting Eretz Yisrael. Right after Yom Tov, he plans to go back. But someone argued, no, Gershon is Gaya Kekot Nishanoyladon. If an Israeli that was born in Israel decides that after Yom Tov he's going to go to live in America, he definitely holds 1 day. He's Israeli. So Mr. Ger Kekot Nishanoyladon, he was born in Israel. So obviously he has to hold 1 day. This brings us back to my opening remark. Obviously, there are many, many halachas regarding which no one would argue. Gershon is gaya kekot nishanoyla dome. So the question of one day, 2 days, is not necessarily dependent on the halachic definition. Spiritual birth is irrelevant regarding this question. The basic question is more the mitzius. Did you live in Chutz La'aretz and you're just visiting Eretz Yisrael, or you were born here and this is where you grew up and this is where you live? And therefore, to me, goes without saying, this guy definitely will have to hold 2 days in Israel, because he's going back to Chutz La'aretz right after Yom Tov. So anyway, this is one of the interesting sugyas regarding Hilchos Gerus, the concept of Kikotan Shenoila Dedami. The Maharal, in his Sefer Gur Arya, Ala Torah, has a very basic remark. Rashi brings in Parshas Bahaloscho, Moshe saw the people, Boicha v'mishpachoseihem, and Rashi brings from Chazal, I think it's a Gemara in Yumid of Ayin Hei, they were crying about Iske Arayas Shenasru Lehen by Kabbalah Satoira. Many Arayas were Nasr that were not prohibited to Bnei Noach before Matan Torah. And therefore they were disturbed and they were crying. Why don't we say Gershon is Gai Kikot Nishonai Ladolik? Obviously Kabbalah Satoira was similar to the concept of Geiris, so why weren't they permitted to all the Arayas, just as we learn and the two basic sugyas of Masechet Yevamos? The Maharal differentiates between geiris that a person takes upon himself out of free will, like every ger throughout the ages, geiris born out of coercion, like Kabbalah Satoira Kofoleim HaKigigis. Forced geiris does not imply the svara of Kikot Nishanoiladam. So most of the Rishonim maintain that B'mamet HaRasina Higdimu Nasal HaNishma. Tosfos already asked this basic question. On one hand, Chazal say Higdimu Nasal HaNishma. However, in the same Gemara, Shabbos Peches, Chazal also say Kofoleim HaKigigis. There are different approaches and different interpretations. Tosfos says they definitely were Magdim Nasal HaNishma. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyochol thought they might retract, they might regret, and therefore kufaleim harkigiyas. So according to Tosfos, in reality, this was geiris out of free will. They were not forced, ultimately. However, the Maral, in a few places, disputes Tosfos' interpretation, and the Maral does think that the geiris of Mamed Har Sinai was forced geiris. But even if we do accept this assumption, this approach, obviously it should be clear that the concept, the svar of Kikot Nishanoi Ladomi, has nothing to do with the process of Geiris, how and why a person was Mizgaya, but actually with the outcome, the mere fact that he is no longer a Gentile and he has a new identity, new definition, he is a Jew. That is the basis of Kikot Nishanoilet. So why would it be dependent whether the Geiris was out of free will or out of coercion? Reb Naftali Tzop, Reb Chaim Brisker's Talmud, has a very well-known interpretation, a big chiddush, and it's very well-known in the yeshiva world. Reb Naftali differentiates between being a member of the Jewish nation and Kedushas Yisrael, being sanctified in the Kedusha of Am Yisrael. And Reb Naftali argues that Miyamos Avraham Avinu, we were the chosen people. Avraham Avinu and his offspring, Yaakov Avinu and his Shevokim, and their descendants. But Kedushas Yisrael was only Chal B'Mamed Har Sinai. Kikot Nishin Noilad is only by becoming one of the Jewish people, part of the Jewish nation. Kiddushas Yisrael does not bring about Kikotan Shinoilad. I always had difficulty. I cannot accept this distinction between Am Yisrael and Kiddushas Yisrael. I think we are a Kodesh Baruch Hu's chosen people because we are sanctified by His holy name. And I don't think one can differentiate between Am Yisrael and Kedushas Yisrael. Regarding the basic question, to me, the answer would seem to be so obvious and so simple. When an individual steps forth and he says, Hineni, I want to be part of the Jewish people, and he is Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. It is in that act, by doing so, severs all the ties he had with his previous being, his previous identity. Amech Ami, Elokaich Elokai, like Rus said, I am no longer who I was. I am no longer a Gentile. I want to become part of Jewish destiny, of the Jewish people. In doing so, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecho Me'aretzecho Me'moladetecho Ume'beisovicho. He has nothing to do with his own past, and we say Kekodin Shinai L'Dami. However, by Matan Torah, by Matan Bamed Har Sinai, that wasn't an individual Geiris. The entire nation came forward. Heim ubneyem ubnoiseyem v'kol asheluhem ubo kulam buris yachdav. They came together as a people. Vayichan sham Yisrael neged ha'har. The nation was there. This wasn't an individual geiris. It was a geiris of the entire people. Klal Yisrael, established by Avraham Avinu, they stepped forward, and in mass, as one, were Makabel Geirus and Nechnesu Lebris, and therefore, there is no reason to assume Kekotin Shenoilad on the individual basis. They came as one, Heim, Bneim, Uvnoiseim, V'kol HaSheluhem, and therefore, there is no reasoning to separate one from the other. So it was only by Mamed Har Sinai, once in history, that a nation was Mezgayer, and in that case we do not say Kekotin Shenoilad. Maybe Kekotin Shenoilad on the national level, but not on the individual level. And therefore, their relationships with their family members were not severed, and not become irrelevant. To me, this would seem to be extremely misyashav al alev. That is my feeling regarding this basic question. Why do we not find the concept of Kekotin Shenoi L'Dami regarding Avoseinu B'Mamed Har Sinai? So at the opening of this shiur, I said that Shavuos is all about Geiris. And this is the way every individual has to feel B'Chag HaShavuos, as if we are standing before Bezin. Before Bezin Shalmala, saying, we want to be Jews. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we wish to be your children, your people. That is the essence of Geiris. The great Piasetzner Rebbe, who was such a holy tzaddik, he was unique in very many ways. He wrote a personal diary, which is very uncommon for Gedolim and Tzaddikim, for Adamoyrim. And one of the passages that he wrote, Beinoi Lebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I remember when I first read this line, and without exaggeration, I was crying, I was choking, I was so moved. The Pesetzner Rebbe writes, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I would want to do something for you, to come closer to you, but what could I offer you? I should daven. For many years I've been davening as good as I can. I always invested a great deal of koyach in kavonas tefillah. I should learn. I've always been learning as much as I can. I would so much love to be Mezgaya, but I was born a Jew. almost sounds as if he is complaining, what could I do? I was born a Jew, so I cannot be Mizgaya. B'tav'eras ha'nefesh, with a raging fire of Ahavas Hashem in his great heart, the only act in which he would truly feel satisfied would be Geiris, the ultimate act of devotion for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, I was born a Jew. And I was very moved when I read this line, and I thought to myself, and maybe a Jew could be misguided as well. And who said that a Yid cannot be misguided? What is Geiris? Obviously, Mila. Well, we can't do Mila. Our parents did it for us. Tefillah. Well, we do tefillah all the time. But it's not exactly tefillah's Geiris. But there's another component in Geiris, which is Kabbalah Seil Mitzvah. The Ger has to stand before Beis Din and exclaim, yes, I am willing to take upon himself Torah. Take upon myself the whole Torah. The entirety of Torah. And the Gemara says in Chodesh Daf Lamed, Ger shekibel al atzmai kol ha-Torah kula chutz medover echod, ein mikablim oto. Chutz medover echod, except one little thing, is not enough. A Ger doesn't have the liberty of being choosy with his mitzvahs. He has to take them all upon himself. However, we are usually very selective in our mitzvahs. Some people are tremendously stringent in mitzvah shebel odom lamokoy with many, many chumras, but they are so totally lax regarding ben odom lachaveiroi. Some of us have tremendous feeling for mitzvah shebel odom lachaveiroi, but they have no relationship at all with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects more than that. Tariyag mitzvahs with no exceptions. Bein odom lamokom, bein odom lachaveiroi, b'machshova, b'dibur, u'b'maase. So we usually are selective with our performance of mitzvahs because we feel that we have the liberty to be so. We were born Jews. But a ger doesn't have that freedom. And when the ger stands humble before Beis Din, and the Beis Din asks him, are you willing to accept the entirety of Torah, if he doesn't say yes, he won't be accepted. He cannot say yes, but, yes, however, not really, almost all of it. No, that is not good enough. He has to say loud and clear, yes, I understand, and I am willing to take upon myself Taryag Mitzvah Shebetorah. So who said that a Jew cannot be a Gerim? I think we could become Gerim, and we should become Gerim. Not only we could, we are required to do so. We must be Mizgaya. So let me tell you a story. This story, Baruch Hashem, Loi Hoyo V'Loi Nivro, V'Eino Yela Moshel. But it's a very thought-provoking Moshel. A lot of food for thought. The ger stands before Beis Din, and the Av Beis Din turns to the ger. I understand you want to be a ger, and he says, yes, that's why I'm here. So do you realize that you have to be Mekabel Torah? He says, of course, that's what I was taught. So are you willing to accept the entirety of Torah, which means Tariag Mitzvahs? And the ger fumbles and mumbles. He seems to be very, very baffled and embarrassed. But the Rosh Beis Din is persistent, and he says, I didn't hear you respond. Are you willing to take upon yourself the entirety of Torah? And the ger blushes. He is red. And the Av Beis Din becomes a bit nervous, and he says, I want to hear loud and clear, yes or no. And then the ger says, in a very weak voice, Rabbi, I don't want to be offensive, and I beg your pardon. I apologize, before saying an additional word, but like you, And the Abbeza says, what do you mean, like me? Could you explain? And the girl once again apologizes and he says, I was in shul yesterday between Mincha and Maariv, and I had no intention of listening to your conversation, but I was just sitting there and I think I heard you say something which appeared to be Lashon Hara. If that is okay, then yes, I think I could become a girl. So how does the Av Bezdin have to respond? Let's just try to imagine. Kovesh Panav Bekarka, and with tremendous humbleness, he would say, no, that's not good enough. Maybe you could be an Av Bezdin, maybe you could be a Rosh Hashiva, maybe you could be a Rav, maybe you could be president of the shul, but you cannot be a Jew. It's not enough to be a girl. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects more than that. So who said that a Jew cannot be a girl? I think we all should be gerim. And on this magnificent day, the day in which Avoseinu Bamidbar became gerim, standing there as one, Magdimim Nasa Benishma. And this day we should all think about this. Think about the feeling of a girl standing before Bezna, taking upon himself the yoke of Taryag Mitzvah Shebetoyra. And I say to the Pesetzna Rebbe, yes, a Jew could convert. We all could and should become gerim. And stand before Melech HaMishpot, Bezin Shalmala, and say, Mikabel Ani. Yes, we want to be part of you. We want to be part of your people, your children, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And we understand that we must take upon ourselves the entirety of Torah and mitzvahs. Those mitzvahs that appeal to us, and those mitzvahs that have less appeal. Those that seem to us to be so natural, and those that demand much more effort. Ben Adam L'Mokoyim, Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, Mikabel Ani. And we will do our best, our utmost, not to disappoint you, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and to be Mekabel, Ol Malchus Shemayim B'Yahavo. Let me wish you all a beautiful Yom Tov with your children. Shechag kosher v'sameach lono v'lechol Beis Yisrael. And in the schus of Kabbalah Satoira, the schus of Talmud Satoira, we shall all be zoicha b'kor b'yameinu, v'yeshua seylamim, l'b'yaz v'el tzedek, l'binyam b'yis amigdash, v'mheiro v'yameinu, amen.